I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want you to tell us the signs you've seen that the apocalypse is on us.
Right.
Now, if you don't get to call and say, Trump is president. We're not doing political stuff. Okay. Let me explain what the signs of the apocalypse are.
Yes.
The signs of the apocalypse are when something we all know to be true is suddenly not true.
There it is. For example.
Like, you rolled into Casa Bonita. You had some friends come to town, and this didn't happen. Probably, if this ever happened, just know that the end of the world is here. Friends come in from out of town, and you take them to Casa Bonita because they've always heard about it. It's been on South Park. Let's go to Casa Bonita. And you sit down, and they bring you food, and it tastes good.
And you like.
No!
That's the sign of the apocalypse! That's an example right there. Yes.
Something you know to be true. Now, let me explain why we're talking about this today.
Yeah, this is going to freak me out all over again.
Pull up a chair, people, because the four horsemen are coming because of what I'm about to tell you. Recently, my wife's car passed away.
Yeah.
It was no longer going to work. So we bought her a new car.
Right.
And I believe that was in the neighborhood of 45 days ago.
That's true.
Because I believe that's how long your stupid little temporary tag lasts on a car in the state of Colorado. So I've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And this morning I looked and it's like, it's got today's date on the car. I'm like, son of a, I gotta go.
You have to physically go in.
Yeah, it's a new car. I don't have any paperwork. Can't go online and get the thing. I gotta go in.
Yep.
So I have to go. It's hard for me to even say these letters on the air because a lot of people consider this a curse word, but I had to go to the DMV.
No!
Okay. So I walked in. I'm going to call it out by name to the Brighton Adams County DMV.
Represent.
As I walk through the doors, there's no visible sign anywhere to know because it's also got your license renewal. It's got the municipal. It's got the county clerk. It's all in one building. As I walked in the building, there's a man sitting in an information desk who's always just disinterested, whatever.
Right.
As I walk in, he goes, can I help? Oh, I see you have license plates all the way down to the end. And I was like, wow.
That was helpful at the DMV?
Friendly, helpful. I was like, whoa, cool. Okay.
Yeah, totally caught off guard.
So I just start walking down. I get down. I'm like, I'm going to find the stupid pull your number and I'll pull number 6,242. And then I'll see the sign says now serving number 3. And then I'll hunker in for the day.
Right.
I brought my iPad. I brought my laptop.
Got some snacks and liquids. You were all
I
ready.
I had a feed bag. I'm ready to be there for the day. There's another information desk. Hey, can I ask you a question? Are you registering a new vehicle? Is it, did you buy it new or used? Did you buy it from a dealer or a private? Is it for personal business? I was like, bleh. I answered all those questions. She prints a ticket, R104, and I was like, or P104. I grab it, I turn around, and it goes, Matt, now serving P104
at
G. And I was like,
okay, dude.
Wait, what?
Dude, I'm going to stop you here.
Okay.
It's a great story.
Right.
I know you're not really lying. I think you're like fluffing. Because
I am fluffing zero.
You never
zero.
Take a number and then they call your number the second you walk in.
I don't even want to interrupt my story, but let me just say this.
No!
There's no way.
So far, my DMV experience
is the best ever.
So then I'm walking up and I'm like, this is where the other shoe is going to drop.
Yeah.
This guy's going to be like, and first question, do you have the paperwork from the car? I'm like, honestly, I don't have anything. And I'm ready for him to go, come back in 6 weeks when you do, idiot. He's like, no problem. Give me your address. He's like, do you have proof of insurance? I'm like, I don't have that. And I was like, could my wife send a picture? He's like, absolutely. So I text her. She sends a picture. I show it to him. He goes, boom, boom, check for this much. Write it. Hands me the plates. It was maybe, I'm going to say 3.5 minutes on the outside of total time inside the DMV.
Wait. And you had a clerk twice say, no problem, sir.
Yes.
No problem,
there
sir.
There was no sloth working.
No, there was.
It was merely helpful, efficient human beings.
At a DMV.
No!
That's the definitive sign.
It's gonna be happening!
Exactly.
So I walk outside, fully expecting the sky to be darkened, a dragon flying over my car, eating human flesh.
Nothing.
No. It wasn't the apocalypse after all.
You left the DMV with a smile and a satisfied smile on your face?
Dude, yesterday, you told me 100 times how much it was going to be to put the plates on my car.
Yeah.
It was half of what you said.
I was shocked, dude. When you text me I was shocked.
Yeah. It was great customer service, fast, efficient. This tells
price.
Me. Yes.
No, the apocalypse is here.
It's here. So I know something has to have happened to you where you were like, this can't really be happening.
In fact, I might have dreamt this, Slacker, but...
That's how I feel.
Yes.
So this is the perfect thing.
Right?
What do you got?
I think it was like a couple of days ago. I was driving down I-25.
Oh.
And I was in the passing lane. And people were actually passing in the passing lane on I-25. What?
No!
They were abiding by the name of the lane.
No!
They were actually doing it.
No!
I know.
No, you're making that up.
I thought, like I said, dude, maybe I dreamt it. Maybe I'm just wishful thinking. But
no.
I swear, people were passing in I-25 passing lane.
No.
I want to refuse
you're
to believe
lying.
It. I know.
I made up my story just to see if you would lie too. No, mine really happened. I believe yours really happened.
Unbelievable.
I believe. So you guys, you've had something happen like this. Like you made a New Year's resolution to go to the gym. And then you started going.
You went
to the gym.
No!
Yeah.
A Nigerian prince was actually in trouble.
No!
The apocalypse.
Okay. There have been times where I told myself, hey, somebody wants me to go over. Somebody just asked me the other day. An old person who worked here for years, BVI, I'll say.
Oh,
he works in Seattle now.
Okay.
He was here and he was like, dude. Can you come over to the Griffin for a drink? And I was like, yeah, I'll go over for one drink. You know what happened?
What?
I went over. You know me. I like to drink. I went over there and I had...
No, you didn't.
One
No,
drink.
You did not! No!
Now that's impossible.
I know!
You're talking crazy.
I'm talking crazy! You're telling me you were doing 65 on I-25 in the passing lane? Who's the liar now?
All right.
So we need yours.
Yeah.
If you have some sort of sign, great food at Casa Bonita. What? Your mother-in-law was nice to you.
What?
No! Okay, we want to hear your signs of the apocalypse. Jacqueline.
Yay.
Signs.
I literally walked into a restaurant earlier this week and not one person was on their cell phone.
No! How can that happen?
Nobody was Instagramming a picture of their food?
Right?
No, not one person. Maybe it was because it was like 4:30, 4:35-ish, like... But I swear not one person was on their phone and I thought that I was like in a different world.
Did you freak out and just walk right out? Like, okay, this is
like,
not happening.
I'm on camera. This is like somebody's going to come out and go, you
fucked. Yeah, I was like expecting Ashton Kutcher to like walk out and like, you've been praying.
But that is crazy. I would have taken a picture of
everybody.
Yes,
you get your phone out and everybody's like, no, you're doing it. That is truly amazing. Thank
apocalypse.
You.
Apocalypse. Yeah.
Shelby?
Yay.
You are disguised. Signs of the apocalypse.
So I was like getting ready to leave for work the other day, and my husband leaves about an hour before me. And he had like just gone out of the bathroom and went back into our bedroom to start getting dressed. And I went into the bathroom to brush my teeth, and he had put the seat down.
What?
Wait, your husband
Wait.
Had intentionally
what?
Put
yep.
the... This can't be happening. No. What did you say to him?
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything because I was so shocked. And then by the time I got out of the bathroom, he'd already left for work. And I was like,
yeah, something bad's going to happen now.
You're looking around for the apocalypse. That's fun, Shelby.
Something bad's coming. Thank you, Shelby. Niara? Nayara?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Signs of the apocalypse. What's yours?
All right, I have two that I really think I shouldn't drive anymore because I'm going to die soon.
Okay.
So first, I went to pick up my sister at the airport, and she usually comes and she's super duper late.
Yeah.
But she was 45 minutes early this time. I didn't have to park my car. She met me outside.
No! That's incredible.
We shouldn't get an Uber because we're going to die in the way.
Okay. What's your other one?
And the next one, I called my insurance yesterday because I had to change something. Yeah. And I talked to an actual person, not a machine. And I was done in 4 minutes.
Holy what? No!
Are you serious?
Unheard of. I'm glad to have a family today because I thought I was going to die in the past 2 days. But I'm here.
Go play the lottery.
Yes, I would definitely go play. Thank you for the call. That doesn't happen.
That's wicked.
Ever. Lucas.
Yes.
Signs of the apocalypse.
So I went through Commerce City.
Uh-oh.
Didn't have to put on my recycle the air button because it didn't stink for the first time ever.
Get out. That's Slackers. That's his homeland.
No! I don't have... That wasn't...
It didn't stink at all in your town, Slacker.
You weren't in the right part.
You weren't in Slacker's part.
No, my hood doesn't, yeah.
That's got a little
gaminess
to it.
There's a little... That's funny.
Stank on
it. Thank you, Lucas. Casey?
Yes?
Yeah.
Hi.
Signs of the apocalypse.
So the other day I went into my car dealership. I had a check engine light, my battery light, and a tire pressure light on. He told me that they would fix all of them, and then he told me there was a few things with my wiper blades, and it was three of the tires, not just one. So I'm like, oh, my God, okay. So then he calls me in, and he's like, so I told you the rough estimate, but it was a little bit different. So I'm like, okay.
He's here it goes.
Guess how much? And I'm like, this is messed up. And I'm like, 300. And he's like, guess again. And I'm like, 500? No. He slow-mo turns the page and goes, it was covered under insurance. And I was like,
no! I thought it's because you're super hot. That's what they were going to
say. Yes, no. You're like, how hot are you? I can't stop the music. All right, here we go. That's...
Get out. That never happens.
That's...
Zero, you guys. $0, 0 cents.
you're a little hot.
Yeah, that's got to be part of it. Thank you, Casey. Charlie.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Signs of the apocalypse.
Yeah, so I asked my wife what she wanted for dinner, and she knew what she wanted.
No way!
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.